that?
It sounded like an impact from some kind of falling meteor, but that's no excuse to ignore your Bible lesson. I want you to concentrate on your Bible, Timmy.
How does he keep you a slave to his will?
And you too, Billy. I saw you. Don't look out the window. You're not going to see the Bible out there. Television. Oh, that's Satan's work. I certainly do. Television is the way the devil inserts his hoofed claw into the family.
I don't know. It's a fake.
Those voices from the pit calling me to ultimate madness.
FDR's dream.
When Mudge walks in and talks to you, always get their way. They always have
Puzzling Evidence Show right here online.
Listen! You can't stop
Man Ray.
Now that we've gone and done.
Large pitcher of hot butter.
negative land. Off the air.
What?
Huh? Off the air?
Huh? Off the
oh,
air.
Oh, yeah, well, right, negative
went
land.
Off the air.
Yeah, that's all. Right, okay. That's right. There, okay.
Thanks.
It's keeping everything going here at the machine shop is complex. If you're wondering how we keep ourselves going...
Come on.
All right.
Come on, you can do it.
Those anti-grab units are working
tables over here.
Up!
Pick those things up. Come on.
Hand me a girdle.
Come on, work harder. Let's go.
Let's get some more girdles down here.
Yeah. One. A two. Come on, let's...
Hey, CJ, help me move the other side of this album. It's a double
let's
album.
Come on, lift a hand.
It's a lot of work.
Save a shovel.
And this letter comes to us from Portsmouth, Indiana.
Lock a bean.
It says...
Portsmouth, Indiana.
Salt Fork, West Virginia. Dear Machine...
Waco.
Dear Machine Shop. If God and Superman got into a fight, who would win? Well, that's a pretty good question.
Yeah?
I would thank God because he can turn all the breads and loaves into kryptonite. But, well, I'm just going to grab something out here in front of me. Here at the studio, we've got an assortment of things to play with. We try to keep everyone stimulated. Pathetic. It is only kind of courtesy to return the favor.
Allow TONGOSSIP intellectual.
I tell them human stories.
SOG
and unable.
Enjoy them. When in the world.
Look, it's Rod Stewart.
The best way to listen to ghost stories is with the lights out.
The world will I unable GOSSIPIPIPS.
There's nothing like a dark room to attract
O-G.
Ghosts.
OG.
They can slither through keyholes and under doors. Helpful.
How much better can a janitor say it to you and yet not sweep it under the carpet?
If you're ever staring into the darkness and you see something staring back.
If the carpet goes no further back than the locker room door,
shout to Boo, open window.
How much farther back will you have to go?
Take a vanishing lesson. Don't ever brag about what you do if you saw a ghost. It's a sure way to
finish the gym class. Feeling that you two helped your team in dodgeball.
Don't slam doors as you might pinch a ghost.
Is Daddy going to say,
you can't help again. You get up and slam him. I don't care if it's a 26 too. Just slam that.
Don't leave sharp objects like knives lying around.
This is a pretty cool place without the swamp cooler. Similar in repeated pitch figures were used in the first movement. And the third movement begins with another version of the same thing.
Oh, I think we had a request for Lucia Pamela's
in the string.
Stella. Sorry, Stella's delicious.
Well, we never heard about that. We're going off the air very soon.
It's derived from earlier portions of the piece. The trumpet theme from the first movement, the oboe and bassoon duet figure from the second movement, and the final bass chorale with piccolo obbligato from the second movement.
But watch out for the stampede! Woo!
Could be a poison watering hole.
What are you referring to? Which stampedes are those? Woo! Woo! Wild Willie's Wild West Wild Stampede!
That's something I saw on a sign when I was just a little kid. I memorized it there on the spot.
You know, I was telling Jeff the other day about how as a child growing up in my home where I lived as a child, there was a plaque on the wall of the bathroom. The plaque had a fish on it. I believe it was about a 17-pound bass that my grandfather had caught. And there was a little saying etched into the wood, and as long as I live, I'll never forget it. It said, I ask a simple question, the truth I only wish. Are all fishermen liars? Are the only liars fish? Many a time, passing a difficult stool, I would be there meditating upon that phrase.
What does that thing mean?
What does it mean? It's in the back of my
head. I only knew!
I asked.
Always brush your teeth for 3 minutes or you can stick this bass up your...
I wish I could know what that means. I can't wait till I grow up. Then I'll know.
They'll finally tell me. Do you remember feeling as a kid that there was a secret that you would discover one day or someone would tell you the answer, sort of like initiate you into the club? Oh, by the way,
hey, Daddy knows everything.
Here's the answer to that question.
What question?
Well,
if it only could see across the lawn, I could
see what's going on.
I couldn't see any movement, but from behind the tree, a crack crawled.
Now, are you sure you saw this, what do you call it, monster?
Monster, huh? Well,
he was filling the space between monster.
Monster?
Between monster teeth.
No.
You say you saw some kind of monster.
Between monster teeth, I saw him. Found between the teeth of the,
chops
of the monster.
Slimy zucchini.
Slimy zucchini, monster.
They walked right into this restaurant.
There, over there.
Perhaps it is one of Zorak's
zucchini souffle.
It could be
an Italian sauce.
Lots and lots of tomato. I broke out all over the place.
Little pink bicycle carriage.
I just wanted to go home.
It's not bad.
It doesn't feel right. I thought maybe I better have another beer.
Just from the dark side of the moon that you never see.
Better.
Aye, but you got to deal with which I
got. Unless, you know, we're on dance.
You got to keep doing it until the trees spin like these big gears on the ground.
You got to keep doing it until your knees are all bloody and your back hurts and your head is falling out.
And then this big bump appears on my knee.
But you got to keep doing it until all the bark is skinned over all the trees.
Work in the morning.
The fish's gills have seized up like they never were there in the first place.
What do we do?
Give the warts up your wife's hind.
But then you got to do it until it's liquid.
When I woke up in the morning, I didn't know what
was around in the grass. They don't feed you. And
what do I do now?
I shiver down and then you'll wither up and die.
I'm gonna lose.
No matter how much it
I'm
hurts.
Gonna lose my job. I'm gonna be a loser. I'm not gonna be able to buy those things I want.
You got to do it until the buffalo will just come right up and eat it right out of your hands like it was your mother. He had a cigar between his eyes. And then you got to do it until all the feathers fall out of the sky into a big pile. And you smell it and make your sneeze in
air.
Because you got hay fever, don't you? And you forgot all about that.
I thought, hey, maybe I left the sprinkler on. Can I leave the sprinkler on? Hey, can any of you kids remember I can't remember whether I took the faucet on or not.
Is that
what the grass was? And I'm so worried about when people come over.
How many times
I like
it? I tell you.
I can't see.
Yeah, don't do it. Everything stops.
It's such a dry heat here, darling.
Tell him about the mess.
There's a large mass sitting out in the middle of the desert.
Well, let's see. We'll just turn this off. And we'll assume that these problems are being fixed. You know, we have a list. Well, let me see. And we don't know what that's called. That's a mysterious thing. It's a complete mystery as to what it is. And a little of that.
So, the entire CD is in code.
Yeah.
us in the machine shop.
Stretch.
Oh, machine shop.
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Elvis, the greatest hits of machine shop this morning.
Who's Elvis? What?
Greatest hits of machine shop this morning.
Who is feeding Beth? No.
However, tonight's machine shop is being double broadcast on the virtual reality channel.
Oh, really?
Who is making that feedback?
Not me. At this point, don't know.
Let's see.
Oh, fascinating. Okay, you're done making a speech.
Well, I'm sure CJ will fix that problem. It's fascinating, John.
Uh-huh, yeah, glad you liked it, John. That's good. How's your novel coming along? How's your shit last week? Great, so it's going to be published, like, when? Next week?
Well, hold it. I have to first sit down and revise it.
Uh-oh, agent time.
And, well, I sent it off to...
Market yourself. Buy a new tie, John. Buy a new tie.
Buy a new tie. Get a new tie.
And then...
clean your glasses.
And use the tie. Wrap that around your portfolio. Tie your portfolio shut with the tie. And then go toss it into Sabino Canyon.
Oh, I see. By the way, did you see my letter in the Tucson Weekly?
No.
Sweet.
Uh-uh, missed it.
Oh, you missed it?
I never read that rag. It's nothing but a puppet.
Yeah, and, you know, I told all my leg men that I don't want to hear anything about this.
About a month ago. And
you were going to Hollywood about a month ago? What?
As John Guan continues in Southwell and falls farther and farther down, so that not even the listeners can hear what he's doing, then he's not listening to what he's doing, because then he'd know what a total fool he is.
Is here at Machine Shop tonight to tell you that Matt Bevel is going to be testing on one of the microphones, and John Quonk is unfortunately burbling back up to the top of the sound well.
Well, you know, we can
quite pull him into the back up.
Yes, but you see, you can dunk him like this. It's fairly easy.
Oh, and you can just go right back down.
That's the nice thing about having a mixer.
I think the best example of cyberpunk
kind of like
that I've ever seen is Knight Rider with David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I think that's a good example of cyberpunk.
That's just like the future.
It's very realistic.
66.
Where is Matt Bevel anyway? I thought he was supposed to be here.
I don't know. We're waiting.
I can't help it. Can you guys see me up here?
Setting the Dimetrodon.
And the tea is boiling over also. But no one else is going to get it. I'm going to get it.
Well, it's fairly random.
I just wish my bowling score was better tonight.
You know, it's very complicated to set these virtual reality things up, and I usually do the programming right before we're on the air.
But tonight you were unconscious.
No, I was conscious.
You've been up all night watching that sloth on the train.
Well, actually, I was up until 8 a.m. last night making Xeroxes. And it's an interesting time, you know. If you get to the grocery store at 5 a.m., nothing's quite open, but at the same time, everybody is there. It's sort of like being in the haunted shopping mall.
Machine shop.
Yes. Have you ever received a long-distance telephone call to the machine shop?
Yes.
Have we? Yes, we have.
Well, you're receiving another one.
Oh, yes? Well, who is this?
Well, this is the person who...
farthest away from...
had his dog...
oh.
...removed almost forcibly by the arm of the law.
Oh, yeah?
Dog, you're the last...
from a movie theater.
From a movie theater?
Yeah. Why? When was that?
Pardon?
Was he what? Had he not paid to go in and see the film?
No. I offered to pay.
But they weren't interested.
Wouldn't listen. No. Okay, anyway, since this is long distance, I want to make this short.
Yes?
All I want to know is whatever happened to Andy Kaufman.
He died.
How'd he die? Cancer?
His brain exploded.
You know, he was married to one of the singers on the Lawrence Welk show.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, sorry to hear about your dog.
I would just appreciate if you would discuss Andy Kaufman in depth.
We'll save that for one of our future in-depth shows.
Yeah, it'll be an in-depth.
All right, by the way, where are you calling from?
Delving into the depth.
Where are you calling
from? I'm calling from Fenson.
Drive.
Wow, now
Dry
he sees.
Thieves?
He knocked off.
Where? What?
Those things just, it's all gone.
Yeah.
The atomized caller.
Where is he calling from?
From in-depth.
We never get an answer. Phoenix. He's probably another caller from Phoenix.
CJ, can you write a trace on that signal?
Sure.
This is just a few seconds. We get it.
He's calling for a smart
He's
in East Adobe Drive.
Adobe Drive. Oh, there he is. There in the fridge.
Here, guy, give me a...
This is pretty state-of-the-art, pretty amazing. You know,
give me a 10 times magnification on that image, please.
That's pretty good.
Beautiful.
Can you increase the resolution a little, or is... Good. That's good. It's good.
Just don't ask me.
Well, we're going on.
Why does a stationary letterhead need three extra suits?
And here's our third contestant, Gurn Cranium. Gurn.
Hi, friends.
Millionaires. Finally, he had the master behind the lens. Let's stay on the subject, man. Even letterhead must not be stationary forever.
Bob said it. I'll eat it. I think it's good.
Looks great on paper,
but it's really kind of hard to express in real life.
Look, he's swelling visibly. You know, this is one of these biogenetic jobs. No,
well, he has these extra flaccid reservoirs on
his arms and legs. Yeah, see, he's filling up now.
About 602 gallons. Really?
Well, he can't.
He hasn't even reached his full capacity yet. There he goes, waddling up and emptying himself.
What I don't understand is what else does he do?
Well, I think it makes him sound like a whining tea kettle when emptying himself is a bit distracting. If you really want to.
But we cannot treat you until you're injured, hurt, or crippled.
It's not our job until that point. As long as you're healthy, you're in your own hands.
But we are the ones who take over. If the global Gestapo teaches sympathy in two paramilitary shoes, then how many implementers do they defeat?
Come on, it's kind of like a parachute.
Putting your money in our pockets.
If I can crawl down the valley of futility, I can make it to the hilltop of awe. The result hath chosen its validity. Perverse or worse, it's the law.
This is the machine shop.
Wisdom audience all but exhausts the political source of desire. Originating from the Los Angeles Empire, Nerf was a wholly synthetic, presumably fondled by late-period Homo sapiens as a ritual plaything. Nerf Exploration Division, incoming diplomatic paraphernalia chief, Dorkmaster, half-baked Bobby, watch me in the lobby, emblematic mesh of entirely red. Originating from the Los Angeles Empire, Nerf...
Matt?
Yes.
Sure.
I don't understand. Grab a chair.
I don't understand.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know.
To me for advice.
Well, I'll try not to, but it's...
That's what I tell all your radio listeners.
Well, okay, that's good. Can I see the list? that do that. Oh, joy, here's this list. Let's see. Negative, man.
Well, he's downwind. Take a request for your favorite machine shop music at 666.
Yeah, we will tolerate and listen to requests.
There was a guy last week who kept calling and making noises for us and playing things for us over the phone.
Was I there?
No, you weren't there. No one was there.
I wasn't conscious.
No, Max just claimed Big Bread. That was his
Right. Right, that's right.
It's from Cheese and Worcestershire as well.
Bob's.
He
says
he's a millionaire, but
he
actually doesn't have any money.
That's right. No wonder it seems so quiet tonight.
Bob's.
He hasn't been plaguing us.
Yeah, he says that he's a millionaire.
He's probably
somewhere right
now.
What I wonder is, if he's such a millionaire, how come he can't even drop a copy of Rush Limbaugh's
book? Well, it's Limbo, Jeff. Limbo.
Rush Limbaugh's book in the mail.
I guess he's not smart enough to write.
Too busy counting his Swiss bank account.
Yeah, why can't he have one of his servants do it? Some millionaire. Richie Rich would have no problem mailing something to somebody.
Dear Richie Rich, my family and I live in an alley, but every time I get a chance to read one of your great comic books, I do. But I have something to ask you, Richie. My little brother has an earache. His ear hurts all the time. Can you please help us? He needs an operation. Signed, your big fan, Toby.
Well, Toby, you know, once I had an earache, and, well, it turned out to be a valuable diamond.
Kids, would you like to be a millionaire? And you can do absolutely nothing and still get there.
You learn how to wear an ascot.
There's no cares for millionaires.
Murky in the sound mix.
That's pretty interesting. Feces.
Feces.
Separate.
What did I do?
I don't know.
I had no choice.
Yeah,
fish,
you know,
feces.
I left them in the bag too long and started eating each other.
A different species of fish feces?
A greasy
pieces of pork feces species.
A greasy pork species.
Pieces, little pieces of feces. Sure, pieces of feces. Next, you'll be talking about species of feces. All right, here's one now.
Hello, caller.
Machine shop.
Yes.
Machine shop.
Yes.
Are you listening? And I used to live out by the triple pit truck stop and D-drop shaped trailer. And I used to get under the covers late at night and listen to your show.
And
one night we were listening to your show, and I had this episode.
Yeah.
And I don't rightly remember what happened, but the one that found me in Texas, I had a knife, and well, there's some blood on it. Things are pretty bad for me. I want you to know that I'll never stop listening to your radio show because
well, that's what we like to hear.
Don't make any sense.
Well, are you in the big house?
Usually the machine. Well, it's
what
pretty small.
What do we care about you?
Well, actually, they kind of. I'm in solitary. So I'm sort of chained to the wall, naked. But you know, I still got my radio.
Did they give you a telephone?
I snuck into the rec room and I'm using a phone, but I should probably like get back to Michelle now. But
well, I'm glad that you're listening. That fills my little heart with joy.
Yeah, for sure.
This man is alive.
And if I ever get out, I'm gonna come looking for you guys. You know, because I'm gonna need a buyer. Well, I gotta go.
Bye.
The Common Sense Radio Show.
Strange happenings.
Aw, wasn't that
for
nice?
For the guys and gals at home.
You know, Dan Braddock's been working really, really hard lately, and, well, he's been burying, we'll say, things in the backyard, and, He's been burying projects from Biogene Techco. I heard they haven't been going too well, and they hired Dan Braddock to dig many, like, little odd-shaped holes to bury some of these things.
Amazing.
Yeah, I,
if you can tell us the shape of the holes, we can find out everything about the animals.
Oh, dear.
Look, he's got both hands in his pockets.
Four and then speaker.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
I have had everything in my brain sucked out of it by living day to day in this world.
Thank you for listening.
Ah, the Miskatonic Press.
You're full of air.
Oh, those callers, they never call.
There's another person on air again.
Well, it's not church air. Hello, caller. Yes.
Speaking of diaphragm,
I read an article the other day about a disease called delayed Borderygmus.
Borderygmus, yeah.
And I was wondering, I think that I might possibly have some of the symptoms, and I was wondering if you could tell me what a few of the symptoms are.
Well, there's shortness of pants, seating cramps. Let's see. There's
flatulence.
And let's see. You'll probably grow hair on the palms of your hands.
And what about the bridge of my nose?
And the wrinkles on the bridge of your nose.
Oh, God.
Prosthetic forehead.
Oh, God. What will happen in the later stages of the disease?
I beg your pardon?
What's the worst that could happen?
Lots of gas. Nothing much. A lot of gas. That's about it.
Means fuel and energy to the rest of us.
Right.
It's not that bad.
Oh. Oh, man. This is really upsetting. I mean, this is the kind of thing that affects us personally.
What is?
When someone
lost the game right in the last minute.
Out of the transmitter controller there when we go off the air at night and removes the nerves.
Okay, there. Gee, the whole transmitter is down for a second.
Well, they threw the bomb, and we didn't hit them hard enough, and we lost the game.
If you would like to contact the machine shop, simply dial 666-KXCI. That's 666-KXCI.
I don't know if we want any of your goony friends.
These are Dover Trench people. They're not too goony. They're cool. They're cool. They don't play with sharp objects.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Well, do you have a DNA scan on them?
No, just a
pull one up.
Ribosomatic scan.
Pull it up. Let me see it. What are these points here?
Those are the indications that the chemical stability in the brain flow is regulated.
Okay, no, stop it. Move it back a bit. Okay, no, is this like it here?
That's not it.
Okay, change it again.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't think so.
There we go.
No, okay. So the ribosomes are aligned here?
Yeah, well, here they're in resonance, causing the chemical transfer to flow evenly like a cilia.
Well, that's good. Okay. All right, they can call.
Am I the only one who sees a pattern here?
A pattern?
Something is starting to emerge.
Well, it's fractal. It's so huge a pattern that you can't see it.
It looks like chaos at first glance, and then you realize that underneath the outer, deeply chaotic veneer, there's a darker, chaotic veneer waiting for you.
Yeah.
Hey, dead father jokes. That's great. He was the Charlie Parker of sci-fi.
Who's Spunky McGee?
Here's the Don Knott video commentary. Hello, caller.
Fatty Arbuckle.
I told you never to call me here.
The good Lord.
Hey, no, don't do that to the caller's house. Turn it. Okay.
It's just like a little dot when you turn the TV off and it shrinks down into a little point. Only it's the caller's house, which is sort of unfortunate, but...
Truth and in demand.
File 17, slingshot, shotgun, gunshots, got one, gunfire, fire eater, Peter, wife beater.
Are you locked in a cocky body?
We went to the store to get groceries and all the people were dead. They all were dead.
Yeah?
It just goes to show you there is no cares for millionaires.
That guy's been listening to the show for years.
And now,
clueless mystery.
And now for my head, I'm going to have the top of my head replaced with a piece of saddle leather. No questions asked.
You'll never know it, and you'll be able to ride my head.
The good Lord
said my head is made by the same guy who does the aliens on the TV show.
And they're really good pies.
And he spoke the curse in verses so that none would understand.
Crossbows, bow ties, tie-me-ups, tie-dyes, car keys, Key West, Copper Tone, Tef Jam, Needle Rash.
I bark upside your up-ended gorilla face.
Naked, she's an elephant.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Well, then it must be the machine shop.
just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
Never know how much I love you.
Just like that.
Never know how much I care.
Just like that.
When you put your arms around
just like that.
I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever in the morning. Fever all through the night.
How you ain't gon' cut? Tell me, I'm the cat. Reason you in VIP. CEO, you don't have the CID. I'm young, wild, and strapped like G.I. Lee. Blah! We ain't got nothing to worry about. Whoop ass, let security carry them out. Watch out for the medallion, my diamonds are reckless. Feels like a midget is hanging from my neck. When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
Never know how much I love
just
you.
Just like that.
Never know how much I care.
Just like that.
When you put your arms around
just like that.
I get a fever that's so hard to play. You give me fever in the morning. Fever all through the night.
Damn right the fire marshal wanna shut us down. Get us out so someone can turn us down. We was two songs away from getting some good up. Now we one song away from tearing the club up. Move over, Luda got something to say. Do it now cause tomorrow ain't promised today. Work with me, let's become one with the beat. And don't worry about me stepping all over your feet. Stand up!
Everybody got the fever. That is something you all know.
Stand up!
Fever, such an started long ago.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
Stand up.
When you get them fever, if you live your life. What a lovely way to burn.
Stand up!
What a lovely way to
burn. Hey, Doug.
Stand
Doug,
up!
It's John.
What a lovely way to burn.
Doug, are you there?
Yes, I found it.
Oh, good. Is there any way you can drop that by when you go home?
Yeah, you want me to come by?
Yeah. Otherwise, I just got my car locked up in the garage when I noticed it.
No problem.
Can you drop it by? You're an angel. Am I on the air?
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh. Okay, thanks. I'll be up.
Okay.
Hey, bye.
It's the one and only D-O double G.
No, no.
You know I'm mopping with the D-O-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stay in your seat. Deep, deep. Uh-huh. Deep, 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 deep.
Oh. Oh.
What do you got, pal?
The sound of my voice will not startle you or disturb you. You will simply take a deep breath and go still deeper. One.
Three to the 32.
Two. Three. Project yourself mentally to your crystallographic place of repose. Peace and relaxation.
For average Christian was a very capable.
You're the sound of my voice.
Church attendance.
Relax.
He had a hole there, big enough.
You are now learning to use more of that part of your mind, which is the crystallographic mind, and you are learning to use it.
Church ladies. He's trying to lure her over here. She thinks it's a worm or snake.
I don't want to bother you. I'm busy doing something.
But look, Trainer is poisoned.
I'm going to go through the hospital.
And
we were here in Africa, and we just hecked
stop and tell you how wonderful we thought it was what you were doing. Just wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, now the tubes are blowing now, Doug. Get Reverend Hal to close the door, will you, Doug? It's just getting really intense.
Wish there was
some guy with one eyebrow.
There might be another suicide.
This is a job for puzzling evidence.
Just call me up. I never sleep.
Most people love it. Some it makes nauseous.
Who are you?
What are little brains?
Oh no, Hal's put a warp bomb up, and the water's still rising. But it's okay. Puzzling evidence saved him. He's not gonna let that bad guy get away either. There's the headline. Uber Brow saves Manhattan Island. Wasn't that fun, Doug? Didn't you just love that? Well, I thought you would somehow. A quick run.
Yeah, since you've been here, man.
Wilma had a real good quote, too. He said, you said, now I can start hating the world instead of myself. That explains the Church of the Subgenius. Instead of, lunatic prophecies for coming in time, this wacky religion is disguised as a joke will tickle your ears and...
Music you can listen to all day long. Music for the office, music for the home, and we never offend anyone.
We're your friends. Soothing music. Mind-numbingly dull music you don't need a heartbeat to enjoy. So whether you're an elevator, or attending a funeral, or just starting your new prescription Prozac, we're on social media.
.7, .7, .5.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. .4. 10 to 2 a.m.
I don't care about any goddamn Arbitrons. We have a quality audience. One that expects a certain standard of excellence to be maintained.
I can't get a 50-buck billable for a 60-second with a .4, and you know it.
Repeat yourself while at these crystallographic planes of conscious awareness. Repeat now mentally after me. My developing mental faculties are for the purpose of enhancing my own God-given human potential.
Press 1 for your
skeleton of old shows. Yeah, but I'm sure glad the radio audience can see what you just did. Wow, wow, wow. Which is the nature of having a studio.
Extra government eyesight.
Oh, he said it.
Computer got new.
You made the show go
off.
Computer
got. Yeah, I know. I got shut off the automatic show here. There it is. Okay. Cute little signal they put in there. Well, that was about. Yeah, just dropped down to four. The minute we started talking, everybody just went away. Okay. It's so nice knowing you're out there listening on the larger channels like Twitch, YouTube. Yes, yeah. You'll see us dancing.
Really, like copyright heavy show channels. You
know. Let's see, three or four, maybe. Okay, there we go. Now I get it.
Thank you.
What a download.
Well. Evidence.
In those days, I was doing it. Yep.
Wow, if you were here, you could hear all of the crazy sex wanting going on outside.
I know. Yeah, does it count as penetration yet, or...
Yeah.
Because it's penetrating even here.
Every
well,
day.
What we're really doing with our lives is putting together the playlist for Orphan Annie's to play at 5 a.m. Yeah. So we want to get started with the autograph. And
yeah. The Whitney Houston box set.
Yeah, most of it. Just tonight. We got plenty of time to play. Yeah.
That's what I feel now.
They did a live show of The Bodyguard, I believe it's in New York, lately, and the audience started singing with the hit song that came on, and they threw everybody out of the live Broadway show. Maybe it's off-Broadway.
Wait, what?
The whole audience started singing...
Because it's a big...
The Whitney Houston song, which,
right.
Yeah, I can't even remember the title, but the big hit. And because they really got into it, you know, and they were part of the show now. But then, yeah, then they stopped the show and made everybody leave. Like, you can't do this. It's our show.
Right, right.
Yeah, we're on Twitch right now.
I don't want to. That was the.
Yeah.
Theme of Twitch.
Welcome to your show.
That's all we're going to do for that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool studio with a built-in soundtrack. You don't have to do anything. It's just there for you.
Yeah, it's like training wheels.
Thank goodness.
Fire. Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. That one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eyes, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang, and I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing, and I got it all out, and I forget what I do. See, you better remember,
right. This
is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Alexander,
Caesar, and Napoleon.
Hold
at my feet.
Many.
Sheaves of comfort.
Sheaves.
Dwelling like
pretty. Pretty.
As my motto, I chose an Arab saying. The world fears
time.
I used to have a deal with myself.
I blow, right?
We interrupt this program to bring you a special message.
I've got to get some sleep now.
Has no noise,
And I think we can all agree a world without monuments is not worth living in.
hidden in the secrecy of its tomb, attended by a whole crowd of statues,
provided with all that was necessary for the journey. There,
your mission? Find out what the hell the Nazis want with the tower, where they're taking it, and get it back. Of course, as always.
There, in the sarcophagus, lay the mummy.
To be called on by the soul. For alone and without the body, the soul could not go into the night.
Go home.
From this tomb still rises the scent of herbs,
cedar oil, resin, and man.
Still rises the scent of herbs,
cedar oil, resin, and man.
But a pyramid is also the perfect combination of
simplicity and magnitude.
Latest news here also. Yes, it's a sad statement. Sexual intercourse occurs more than 100 million times daily around the world, and resulting in nearly
I'd
1
come
million
home and I'd say, okay, let me I'd open up the script and my stomach would turn over.
Cases of sexually transmitted diseases, according to a bulletin yesterday from the World Health Organization.
I think this is strong. I don't know why.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? There's nothing we can't do here at Relodio.
That should be banned.
The great thing about being part of a show like that, I had no idea what was
coming. Did you have any idea what was coming?
None.
It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
right, folks? Am I right or am I right? Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, really.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be an infant.
No,
that's not my business.
Obvious.
Okay.
Do you believe in God?
Well,
I do.
Ellen Taylor. Over to the show tonight.
Spend $104 in 3 minutes. But call me. The Sunrise Movies. I would call them. Call the ladies. They're happy. They make everybody happy at 3 a.m. There they go. They're leaving now. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the Puzzle Young Show. That was the past.
Getting ready for that 5 a.m. waffle bird.
Getting ready to win the awards
for
the best order of breakfast ever. Man, I can't wait. Competition.
When we win the award in our walk on music, it's like Toto or Autograph.
It's a style shot through all the plastic shower curtains, but we're walking in slow motion now.
Yeah.
As people turn to go, those are the guys.
Yes. They're like in the middle of taking a bite and they're like, oh, the fork goes right.
I never
right
thought I'd be. Or they slow motion stab that cheek.
Oh.
But they don't even notice because we're
yeah,
so
yeah.
Old. That's what it's like to be late night radio guys. Just like endless parties, as you can hear in the background. And people stabbing themselves in the cheek at 4 a.m. while you're trying to. All you want to do is get your ham sandwich. Elvis-like food, but fame gets in the way every time.
Elvis-like food.
And the more famous you get, the more echo you get.
Whoa! This face is here.
As a marriage.
It's like breakfast.
course, because there is no other meal, right?
No.
It's like Rice Krispies in a bowl and Folgers in your cup.
The meal's so nice, they named it once.
And you get to break things.
Quickly. We break things very quickly.
And break fast.
Star. Whoa. Pretty cool. My brain comes with echo.
Is this the part where the whole radio station breaks out dancing in the street in front of Lake Upper?
People are stabbing themselves with their forks, you know, because they can't believe it.
At the pizza place.
Yeah.
I was only passing by, but a paper caught my eye, and I learned a few things I never knew before.
Like?
It said, your pet may be an extraterrestrial. It said the ghost of Elvis is living
in my den. You can learn to cope with stress. Elvis like food.
And you can beat the IRS. And the incredible frog boy is on the loose again.
Well.
Okay, and by the way, America.
Midnight star.
Well.
Okay, and by the way, America.
Well.
From outer space are sleeping in my car. Midnight star, I wanna know.
Internet.
Eat jelly donuts and lose 20 pounds a day.
But this is the dark side. The other stations. And then what?
Don't touch dial.
Okay.
taste. Taste, don't swallow.
These are the rules of the makeout room.
Germany.
What? Stop messing around and free me, Ilsa.
Can't you just fast forward the whole show? I want to get out of here.
But I went to downtown already.
No, down. Just, you know, go down.
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 Maybe you
just
know
go down.
Some little places to go down. Forget all your cares, so go down.
But I did go downtown. Like,
no, come on, just
down. Yeah, I was going down.
Again, if you know to go in and steal,
well, there's nothing in the background. It's just us talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Nobody can hear anything in the background. Don't worry about it.
You're imagining.
This is what you do if you don't like it.
Okay.
See, it's that easy.
Yeah. Say the magic words.
I don't like the headphones.
Okay. You want the truth?
Yeah.
I thought it was stupid.
All right.
Well, how long did you wait? I waited until 3 a.m. Okay.
Then what happened?
I went, oh.
Yeah.
And, rock it away.
And then he suggested
it is architecture's purest achievement.
To be eliminated from
because it relies on the straight line
at the bottom of that note.
J.R. station doors.
What was it?
J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Oh, yeah.
J.R. Bob Dobbs.
You know, the underworld's coming up soon, according to the sub-gun beams.
Last guttering sputtering of the sub-gen's show. The show of the sub-men. The dwellers underground and in darkness. The strange pre-Neolithic survivors into the world. Or perchance, mutated though they be, and gnarled and twisted from their lives of tunneling without light through the subgenial substratum. They are harbingers of humanity's future state, pseudo-paleolithic precursors of future man. The sublime subgenial status of future man argues the latter interpretation. The old short-off grant that it indeed be so. Oh, if you callers only knew the pathetic reality underlying your foolish procedures.
50-minute drive.
Farmers invented short selling.
Farmers?
Yes.
Invented short selling? You mean when people get short cheated, it's the farmers who are originally responsible?
No, when people on Wall Street say that you're selling short.
Hold on, I'm just going to get this little area of the carpet cleaned, and then I'll be right with you.
Lift my feet up here.
Just lift my feet. They complain about the condition of the carpet.
I know.
So
I know.
I like to leave it.
You know, I hate that smell, though.
And we're here with Puzzling Evidence.
Cure you then.
If there are no gravitational waves, why is everyone insisting that there is gravity?
I know.
Why is
it's
this
a real problem.
Continue to be brought up all the time?
Amusement or entertainment?
all made here.
It was recorded with the creation of individuals who knew nothing.
Those microphones.
With a helper, and then more helpers, I can establish a reign of terror.
At number two, we come to the flatterers and whores, plunged in the slop and dirt which they excreted upon the world.
May I state emphatically that this recording will
not cure you of anything.
Back to the 48-hour commercial-free, brain-dead,
puzzling evidence
show. Talk about the sex.
Without God.
Without God or any purpose, the sex can be talked about here. The mating dance is on outside because in 10 minutes it's all over for the public scene.
Yeah. They have to go underground for the sex.
Yeah. But they're willing to do it because they're sex pioneers.
Study the word warm.
Scrupulously chaotic in effect.
Clearly, she had to pray, and by sea, and she became a great maritime nation.
If you wake up in the morning and... Talking into an evil.
Yes.
We are a 20.
Doing their ads, whatever.
No, we were watching the ads from the past, and apparently they were still around and were charged with giving a lot of people indigestion.
Well, that's what their show gives us, and now it's time to go away.
Probably some sort of Shure microphone.
Number two. Which word is the word? Warm.
Puzzling evidence. Radio. You may have heard of puzzling evidence. FM. Radio. I'm listening to it right now. It's FM. Radio perched so conveniently high above the pulsating streets. High down. Somewhat unusual. For one thing, there's an enormous party going on right down the street.
experience not just through the usual auditory channels, but viscerally from the special attribute of shows on radio. But a lot is happening on this special night as we move through the miasmic mists. Hearing a little bit of the riotous action at the party as it seeps past the inadequately insulated control door. No, there are
until all
in there.
Are in service.
They are not mine, but perhaps the chat stream later on will insist that they are. In the way that these things do happen. That's something to look forward to anticipate.
She move the adjuster away from the wiper.
In between, she didn't see the edges and the lines. She didn't see the edges and the lines in between things that most of us think keep life manageable.
Okay. Bye.
All of this stuff happens in an imaginary space. It's hard to remember that sometimes. Life is so interesting, you sort of want to record it.
Unscrew the end and rotate the cap until it clicks.
Equalize the overlap throughout the levels checked.
Now raise the block containing the batteries by pulling it toward you firmly.
It is an infringement of law to copy this material.
There should be a notch on the left side into which your finger will fit. Now listen to those young folks a-drinking and a-shouting. Or maybe they did something in between then and now to rectify that particular problem.
And that's okay, too.
I also noticed that there was a cursor moving around on the screen, which I wasn't moving, performing all sorts of functions.
Wrist.
Going through song lists and
snug to the shack.
But it was while I was cleaning up after my attempt to do a show. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? So why would, it occurred to me to wonder, why would anyone want to hack this place? So that's an opinion more informed than I can be about a problem I never encountered before.
Check.
But perhaps it all continues to deteriorate. It all is incredibly boring, uninvolving. There's buzzing of the bees by the cigarette trees and the soda water fountain. There's the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings, you know. And everything was working out great. It worked with all parties. They were satisfied with the arrangement too before my roommate pulled the plug on the TV. So I've been expanding my collection of curiosity ever since, and now have towering stacks.
Want some more book?
I kicked over a whatchamacallit.
Kicked out the jams, kicked over the traces.
And then he died.
Well, not because of his taste in sin.
The faceless guy comes to you and quizzes you on what movies you know, and that's how it's decided whether you...
Right. That's amazing. If you like that so much, you can watch it over and over again for eternity. Well, that's like a story that was written for the Spirit comic supplement, which was actually
I think it was written by James Pfeiffer and illustrated by Wallace Wood, where they send the spirit to the moon and a whole bunch of plug ugly criminals are the crew because nobody would want to go on, and so they had to use these criminals, but to keep the criminals in mind they had to put the spirit aboard the ship. So they go there, they have their lunar adventures, and one of them is Hitler is on the moon, you know, because at the end of the war there was a secret German rocket program, and and they take off, but on the way to the moon Hitler gets paranoid and thinks they're plotting against me, you know, and you see this sweaty close up of him, and so he secretly makes little knife cuts in all the Nazis' spacesuits so they all die, and that lands on the moon, and Hitler is there by himself, you know, yeah, orating and walking through the craters and screaming about the future of Germany.
Well, obviously all humankind loves to have Hitler be all by himself after the war.
All except the editor of the comic book, who said, nah, we're not going to do that Hitler stuff. And they changed the drawings and they changed everything so that it's not Hitler but some imaginary South American dictator named Rivera. And they extended Hitler's mustache so that it doesn't look like Hitler's anymore. But still, that's what, I mean, it's obvious what it is. The Rivera's men are still in sort of SS-like uniforms, but they changed everything around.
And I haven't thought about those in years, a long time. And I think I collected most of them.
I
was getting the French guys. Yeah, exactly. Who found my tanks out in the yard that my brother and I left? Little Centurion.
Or what happened to
toys?
Spain's enormous collection of soldiers that.
Yeah, I've often wondered that too. Maybe everybody's dead in his apartment. You can climb in through.
No, I mean, his wife just made a movie about him, and his daughter is still there, I think. But
so did they show the soldiers?
Nope. That only people who knew him got to look at those. And he's also got huge bunches of them marching on parade, and he made out of paper an elaborate palace-like building in the background for them to be marching in front of. And he had all the airplanes and armor and stuff. And I like the wounded ones being carried on stretchers and so forth.
Did the Marx Brothers Civil War set had the Union Army had wounded guys and the mm-hmm. Rebel Army had dead guys? And I collected the dead guys. I had I don't remember which side, but there was a guy that looked exactly like a Remington sculpture.
That's probably where they got it.
It could be. He's been falling. He's falling forward. The horse is rolling over. His gun is up at the tip of his finger.
Nice very sculpture, dramatic. Yeah.
And I had that on my desk for many years because it was Remington.
Those were all made out of one color plastic, but you could mm-hmm. paint them if you wanted, and some people
did. We just
did.
Burned him and blew him up.
Well, I did that with little astronauts. I had them hit with meteors and their faceplates smashed
with
cosmic.
Set?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful little silvery Mercury era astronauts.
Yeah.
And all sorts of
carrying
different positions.
Air conditioners.
Yeah, right.
And being all astronaut-y. Those were wonderful sets. The Civil War set, of course, had a blowing up trench.
Mm-hmm.
They had sprawled on the ground dead guys. And the Union guys had the guys you want, which is they were one piece, the guy and the stretcher were two pieces, and then mm-hmm. two other guys carrying that sad guy away. I think you got two or three of the wounded guys.
Spain had some which actually were from the era of World War II, and those are slightly larger. They're about 6 inches high, and everything made out of metal.
Yeah. My aunties, my grandmother's sisters, had their dead brothers' World War I leaden painted soldiers, which I played with a lot. They were fascinating because the paint jobs were kind of crude and had been fugitive over the years. So, you know, we used to go see those, a lot of those. I haven't been there in a long time. It was a Petaluma Military Museum. Do you remember the movie with Jimmy Stewart designing an aircraft? And it crashes, I think. And
what it is
guilty.
Is No Highway in the Sky. Perhaps.
Yeah, maybe so.
Where he is an aeronautical engineer, and he determines that this type of new aircraft is going to crash.
That's right, yes.
And he gets on it, and he creates a panic. He goes to the pilot, and he says, you know, I've been studying this, and I think you're going to crash. And he says, get him out of here. And then Marlena Dietrich is a passenger. He said, well, you might survive the crash that's going to happen. Here's what you do. You put your back against this bulkhead, and you pull your knee, but it lands, and there's no crash, you know. So they drag him off the plane, and it turns out, though, that there was a missing factor in the other planes that crashed that wasn't present here, which is that a high temperature made the wing vibrate off. And just as he discovers it, the one that he is in his lab that is being shaken by a machine, you know, with a calamitous roar, falls off, you know, everything is okay, and he gets to go off with Glynis Johns, I think, Marlena Dietrich comes to visit him, and the pilot of the plane, who's very good about all this, considering, is Niall McGuinness from Curse of the Demon, the Carswell character, who's a wonderful British actor, also Zeus in Jason and the Argonauts. And when Stewart sees that the plane is going to take off again, he lunges forward and pulls the control that causes the wheels to retract, and so the plane crashes to the tarmac, you know, and now they're really mad at him, but I had to do it, because I knew it was going to crash. And sure enough, it would have, as it turns out, by the end. That used to show on Saturday night at the movies
that's where I saw it, actually, yeah. I'm sure.
It was
and
it's
was incredulous as a kid who grew up around aircraft that you would do that.
What, that you'd pull the handle and make it?
Yeah, that's up there with the guy in the Twilight Zone who stuck his arm in the propeller trying to prove that this plane
episode. I was just watching it.
Yeah.
Well, they were so concerned about lawsuits when they made the movie that they created an entirely imaginary aircraft.
Oh, yeah.
With upturned wingtips, which didn't exist, but is the one that to suppose.
I should go look at it, pictures of that, because I was just looking through a 1940. I have a hardbound Time magazine, about probably half a year of Time magazine's hardbound, 1942. And with some artsy, I was looking for all the artsy bat shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they had to show the bombers of the future was a design stolen from the Germans, which I didn't think we had access to before 1942. You know, I thought we didn't know about this stuff until 1945. But it could have been stolen from public notes about aircraft. The Germans were doing a lot of research into planes, and planes that couldn't be built yet, with all kinds of inverted wings, and that stuff would come later when you could make boron and get away from wood and aluminum.
Of course, they did make all sorts of aircraft that didn't really work, but they put into production anyway, just to see if it would. One-man rocket planes and things like that.
Well, I have a book called Secret. Oh, geez, I can't remember the title. Secret Air Force of the Luftwaffe, I think. But it's and my dad flipped out on that stuff, because after the war he was going to graduate school, and there were classes that were hard for these guys, and because they had subharmonics and the new forward swept wings have different properties. And he loved that book because he could see where all the stuff came from. What Hal's talking about is the problem was you had squadrons of B-17s coming over very quickly from Great Britain. So how do you get up to the sky quickly, up to those planes, and shoot them down? And there was a guy, a young lieutenant, who was in, I can't remember the model number, but it looked like a cigar with these stubby wings, and it had a 20-millimeter gun in the front, and the idea was just take off quickly and fly really fast, and then somehow aim the gun and shoot as fast as you can, and then parachute out. And
how did that work out?
The takeoff was so fast that it broke the pilot's neck. It just, you know, nobody knew about all these forces. So.
Well, that rockets,
then the Messerschmitt that I was in love with as a kid, because partly it was one of two models that gave you a beautiful flame about that long and orange translucent plastic, styrene, folks. And they used liquid fuel, and sometimes it blew up and burned the guy, the pilot, to death.
Terrible.
But the problem was, once you got up there, humans couldn't fire 20-millimeter guns at that speed at objects.
No.
They didn't know whether a human could survive supersonic speed if it were ever achieved until it actually was done by the Bell X-15 and so on. Peers back in elementary school were all busy building plastic models of the X-15.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They brought one of those, some kind of inert model, probably built for showing off, up to the front grinder of my military school. It was the oddest thing. But I did get some pictures of it, so.
We'd make the World War I airplanes, and then we'd take a hot pin and poke little bullet holes, you know, try to make a realistic bullet path across the fuselage.
Did you make them out of, that's styrene, not a balsa wood?
These were plastic kits. Yeah. My dad, of course, in his day, made these beautiful flying balsa wood aircraft.
My dad's first aircraft was the N2N3, I think, and that was the same thing. It was shellacked fabric over stick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the last group of humans to do that. And he is a silent bird man. Because he was in that last group of pilots that didn't have radios, which he said was great. You took off, you could do anything you wanted, go anywhere you want, stay away as long as you want. The theme song like this would play in your brain as you flew really fast.
I watched the Twilight Zone episode, King Nine Does Not Return.
Pissed me off so much as a kid. I couldn't figure out what. Yeah, it's based on a real story, too, folks.
Bob Cummings wakes up in the desert by his ditched aircraft.
So he can see the future, the new plane, jets, flying over, but he just, doesn't he just spend the half hour walking around going,
No, he says, look, what kind of aircraft are those? They must be jets. Jets? What are those? How do I know that? You know?
Yeah. But I don't, it's like the airplane, the DC-3 one from World War, whatever it was. No, the guys, this is the one I was talking about where they send his arm into the propeller.
I wonder how many of you girls.
Which normally, folks, would just take your arm off.
And, but that aircraft doesn't exist.
Right.
Then, you see, it
that's
doesn't
how you
exist
prove it.
Because it's one that he was, you know, he never solved the problem of its disappearance, and it's all his particular
trip. So it's his trip. Dream, his trip, maybe.
And not only the aircraft, but the specialists and all the people start disappearing around him, too.
And everybody sees different seat colors and registration numbers.
Right, because it's not really there. The King 9 Does Not Return was the first. It began that season of the Twilight Zone, whatever season it was, and it was the most expensive Twilight Zone ever made because they actually had to get an aircraft, take it out into the desert in pieces on trucks. All the people who worked on it had to live in motels and so forth.
One motel. There's only one in town. Yeah,
CBS was very... The bean counters at CBS were always worried that Twilight Zone would be a budget-busting thing. You know, it wasn't like Perry Mason or some other show that always had the same sets. They had to have a different thing each time.
Do you remember the one where there's a 49er, I think it's three wagons, 49ers coming across?
Yes, it's called 100 Yards Over the Rim.
That's right. See, that was all shot in Olancha. So if you're going up 395, folks, and you stop in Olancha, which you kind of have to. There's one motel across the highway there. That's where everybody would stay.
Was it Cliff Robertson?
Yeah, that's the one. And what he does is his son's dying. They need water to help him, you know, just die. So he goes over the ridge, and there's 1961 395 Olancha.
And
all those buildings are still there.
Yeah,
everything looks exactly the same now.
And he goes into this little roadside restaurant gas station stop.
They think he's a crazy guy, but then I think it's one of the men look at the flintlock and go, hey, this is too old to be real.
And they look at his teeth, which have all these horrible crude fillings and so forth.
Right, and then he goes away to do something, and one of the humies of the now time says, I'm calling the sheriff, this is too weird. And so Cliff Robertson wanders off, and when he comes back, he's holding a book that has the entire life story of his son.
Who was the doctor who discovered the medicine, which, if he had it now, he could take back and save his son's life. But the sheriff is there, and he, come back, you know, they're chasing
him. They give him the medicine, and he goes over the ridge and disappears. And that was one of my favorite scenes as a kid. I loved that kind of thing where the adults come up to a ridge and look over, and there's nothing there.
But the sheriff,
how cool is that? And so, Elantra. One time I got to Elantra, and I think it was a Sunday. I'm going to Death Valley, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I've only got like two-thirds of a tank of gas. I forgot to get gas where I should have it. So I put it on 40 miles an hour on a Sunday night going for a long ways. And that was fun in the middle of the night because it's gorgeous out there in the springtime.
For King 9, Bob Cummings, it's mostly him all through the thing, you know, freaking out and trying to figure it out. And he does really well. They also had extra expense and trouble filming inside the aircraft when he climbs in, you know, because how do you get the cameras in? How do you get the lighting? Where does the power come from? You're out in the desert and so forth. But they solved all these problems. But it was the most expensive Twilight Zone ever, which...
Too bad they just didn't leave the plane out there.
Yeah, well, I wonder if they did. Probably they didn't.
Probably not. You'd hear about it going through Atlanta. There'd be a little guy saying, come on out, I'll show you where the plane is.
It was based on an actual incident where an aircraft flying over the Libyan desert saw it's a somewhat small bomber. Do you know what
kind? No, it was a B-24.
B-24.
And they thought they were going the opposite direction, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
So they thought they were out over the water. So they jettisoned all their water and their life vests and all that weight and their parachutes. And the guy brought it down. Oh, he had kept the life vest. And he brought it down slowly. And I'm sure to their amazement, they were landing on sand or something.
It wasn't like the Black Rock desert, was it? It looked very flat.
No, that's the desert in Elantra up at 395, right as you turn right to go toward the Panamint Valley. And the where they landed was like oil burying. Kind of, it's just dunes forever. And I don't think they found anybody until the late 40s. British teams were out looking for oil and doing geology work, and they started finding the little guys that had hiked and then died most horribly in the desert.
So at the end, he's in a hospital, and they're gradually bringing him around. And they say, you see, when he saw the news report, he was essentially triggered, they use that word, to go into this whole thing. And then the nurse comes in with his clothes and says, what do you want us to do with these? And when she puts them down on the table, the shoe turns over and sand from the desert spills out, because he actually was there in some strange way. And the newspaper they show was a made-up newspaper, because CBS was afraid that any newspaper that they actually mocked up would sue, saying that there was never such a headline. And so
that's
very realistic looking. The paper looks great. You see it in full close-up with the picture of the plane and all of that. So you can see why it, strangely, was the most expensive Twilight Zone episode.
That and Outer Limits show has on Saturday night.
Now all Outer Limits episodes are visible for free online. And I like those. I'm collecting DVDs, but a lot of them what if you have to spend $5 for one? A movie, if you went to see it, would cost $20 or something like that. And you'll have the thing. Or as Willie Brown said, you give them $20 and they give you a quarter back when you want to see a movie these days.
If I couldn't go to sleep.
Huh?
We are here for.
Yeah, we'll put you to sleep. Just listen to this. And, is VJ Pussycat listening to?
She went to sleep.
Oh, well, everybody, I guess. We're all by ourselves. Even the ruckus outside has stopped. Everybody's asleep. But down the street.
Everybody's probably on their Booze-a-Gats.
Wonder what's going on. Twitch channel. Elephants. They ain't cheap.
And here's where they come from.
Because they're imports.
Dinosaur model
from
city.
Europa. From Germany, in fact. From the Schleich company.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers look good are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations.
Schleich is pretty good with its versions of the Ornithischian dinosaurs, but the theropods are terrible for some reason.
Why is everything all wrong for me?
I don't know. It's just the way it is.
Let's explore that theme. Why is everything so wrong for you?
Wrong.
Why is everything all wrong for me?
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
At the beginning, thinking that my team was winning.
Why is everything all wrong for me?
My final ending score, a big fat nothing.
And the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Yeah, the Sears Roebuck, you could get anything back in the day from them. Even a house you could order. Order furniture. But of course, I always used to look at it as a kid at just thinking about all the wonderful trains, and the model train sets would go on for page after page.
Why is everything all wrong for me?
And plastic toys, and robots, and dollies, and all sorts of stuff. Well, it was fun to look and wish for things.
Yeah, we're about to sail to Europe. I was probably 7, I think, and what was that? F.A.O. Schwartz. My parents took me into F.A.O. Schwartz. Oh. And I think I had a meltdown. I don't remember, but I remember being amazed. I'm just overwhelmed by the floors and floors and floors of amazing toys.
So you got to look, but you didn't get to walk off.
My dad actually bought me to go on the ship with a beautiful... I was thinking about this the other day. It's like something he wanted in a way. But it was a beautiful race car, I think.
A Schuco?
Yes, it was indeed a Schuco. That's right.
Those are still made, and they're really well made.
Yeah, and I know I wrecked it because I didn't know what those things, how special they were. But that was later. I did have it on the ship, and it was really fun. It had rubber tires and little tiny
Yeah, I believe I've got a Schuco James Bond Aston Martin. The problem is I lost the key that winds it up. The key is in my stuff somewhere, which will be cleaned out on Judgment Day or when I am carried out the apartment. And when they shovel all that stuff out, might find the tiny key to the little silvery... you turn on the Schuco, the exhaust pipe was actually a control where you could turn the wheel.